President Trump is set to renew his appearances at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefings this afternoon as the surge continues in new coronavirus cases nationwide. Well, many polls show a significant majority of Americans disapprove of the way the president has handled the virus pandemic to this point. Some of the polls show, though, that the person they do trust the most on the pandemic is Dr. Anthony Fauci, the most high-profile scientist on that task force and the nation's leading infectious disease expert. And joining us live here on WTOP is Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, thanks for taking the time to be with us this afternoon.
Good to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Are you taking part in today's White House coronavirus briefing with the president?
No, I believe he might be doing it solo. He might be doing it alone. I have not heard, and it's already just a few minutes away, so I doubt very seriously that I'll be involved or that maybe any of the other doctors will be involved. I believe he might be doing it alone.
Did the administration give you any reason why you might not be appearing with him or anybody else with the task force?
No, I don't think that's an issue. I think that the president certainly has the prerogative of holding a press conference. He likely will be talking about more things than just coronavirus. So that's probably one of the reasons why he's doing it alone.
What would you like the president to focus on in today's briefing?
Well, I think we have a significant issue with the surging of cases that we're seeing in the southern states, in Florida, Texas, California, Arizona, among others, and even more that are beginning to surge. I think it's important to be able to emphasize there are things that we can do to dampen that surge. And one of the most important things, really some fundamentals like wearing a mask at all times when you're outside, maintaining physical distance from individuals, avoiding congregation and crowds, and for the states and cities, close the bars, people congregating in bars when there's a lot of infectious virus activity around is a surefire way to have a surge occur. So those just four or five fundamental things I think will go a long way in turning this around. We can do it. We can turn it around. We just need to act appropriately.
Well, local school systems and colleges are making their decisions right now on how to reopen this fall. What would your recommendation to those be?
Well, I think it's important as a principal to try as best as we can to get the children back to school because of the well-known downstream deleterious effects on families and working parents who would have to get out of work to go to be with the children, to take care of them at home, and also the psychological effect on the children. But having said that, the thing that must guide us and that must be paramount is the safety and the welfare of the children themselves as well as the teachers. So if we're going to get a program to go back, we've got to make sure that that is paramount.
Many folks are putting hopes on getting a safe, effective vaccine to stop the virus. From your viewpoint, how far along is the effort? And the other question I have is, does it help that the various companies working on a vaccine release the results of their early research before we get a vaccine?
Well, there's one thing that's good news about this outbreak is that the vaccine work is moving along very nicely. The initial results look quite good and are promising, and several candidates, more than one, will be going into advanced phase 3 trial to determine efficacy and further safety, one that will actually start in a couple of weeks, and others that are not far behind sequentially coming maybe 1 or 2 or 3 months thereafter. Companies releasing data is just part of what companies do. Ultimately, the data will be transparent and will be published in major journals. In fact, the first amount of data that was released a little bit ago from one of the companies soon, literally within a few weeks, came out in a publication of one of the top journals in the world. So true, it's a little bit unusual for companies to making announcements by press conferences, but at the end of the day, all the data does come out.
Dr. Fauci, can't let you go without talking about the honor given to you by the Washington Nationals to throw out the ceremonial first pitch on baseball's opening day on Thursday. How'd you feel about that?
Well, it was kind of humbling to do that. I know the Learners, the family that owns it, and I've helped them talking about the kinds of things that one needs to do to safely open to safeguard the health and the welfare of the players and of the personnel. So that was a very great honor, and I can say I'm very humbled by the fact. I'm a very avid Washington Nationals fan. I could tell you I love the Nationals, so it's particularly nice for me to do that since I've been such a long-term fan of theirs.
Well, final question, as you take the mound on Thursday, is it going to be the fastball or the curveball?
That's going to be a curve for sure.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't curve all the way.
All right, doing the Max Scherzer.
Yep.
Dr. Fauci, thank you so much. I think the only thing we wish is that there would be 43,000 people in the ballpark cheering you on as you make that first pitch. We thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you. It's nice. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Anthony Fauci is, of course, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases here on WTOP.